from WILL's Illinois Newsroom, this is 217 Today. I'm Brian Moline. It's Wednesday, March 24th. Coming up, all 12 of Illinois' public universities are migrating to the Common Application beginning this fall. We'll learn why the Pritzker administration believes this change will increase applications to the state's public universities. That story in just a few minutes. But first, these headlines. Governor J.B. Pritzker has signed legislation aimed at strengthening guarantees that black and brown communities hurt by the war on drugs can play a major role in Illinois' legal marijuana industry. But as Hannah Meisel reports, Pritzker's administration is nearly 11 months late in its promise to distribute key dispensary licenses to applicants of color.
When Illinois legalized cannabis nearly 2 years ago, companies that had already been operating in Illinois' medical marijuana industry were given first dibs on dispensary licenses for recreational pot. But the vast majority of those cannabis businesses are owned by white males. Illinois' legalization law was supposed to have granted 75 dispensary licenses to so-called social equity applicants on May 1st of last year, but that deadline was pushed due to the COVID-19 pandemic. And now, 11 months later, Pritzker says he's waiting on lawmakers to pass fixes to Illinois' cannabis law before he awards the first round of licenses.
So in the interests of justice, we're all working on making sure that there is an equitable outcome here, that we actually issue those licenses.
Critics complain that delaying the licenses has allowed white dispensary owners to gain a significant foothold in market share. I'm Hannah Meisel.
The pandemic has reduced the number of students who want to become teachers. That's according to the president of the Illinois Education Association, Kathy Griffin. Griffin also says that adds to an existing teacher shortage.
When you have a profession over many years that has been in a way blamed for many of society's problems, you're not going to have as many of our students wanting to go into that profession.
Griffin says teachers and teacher candidates need more support. The Illinois State Board of Education reports around 4,500 vacancies for the current school year. That's up from around 2,000 vacancies 4 years ago. Two Champaign-Urbana schools will begin using the University of Illinois' saliva-based COVID test for students, teachers, and staff. Illinois Newsroom's Christine Herman reports.
Stratton Arts Academy and Urbana High School will offer on-site COVID testing starting next week, with samples analyzed at U of I labs. The U of I will charge the schools $10 per test, which will be covered through June by a grant from the Rockefeller Foundation. After that, hopefully additional funding streams will allow the testing to continue, says U of I psychologist Neil Cohen, who co-leads the new Shield CU initiative with OSF Healthcare. They hope to expand to even more schools and underserved communities.
And more generally, looking to partner more broadly with agencies, with donors, with organizations, so that we can make this as broadly available as possible.
Campus officials say they'd initially hoped to launch by the end of last year, but were delayed due to regulatory and compliance challenges. I'm Christine Herman, Illinois Newsroom.
The Macon County Health Department will be holding a vaccination clinic at Richland Community College this Thursday. The clinic is only for those who are 65 and older and who live or work in Macon County, and appointments must be made ahead of time over the phone. Meanwhile, Champaign-Urbana public health officials reported just over 1,500 doses of a COVID-19 vaccine were administered on Monday. More than 46,000 people have been fully vaccinated for COVID-19 in Champaign County. That accounts for about 27% of the county's vaccine-eligible population and about 22% of the county's entire population. Still to come, we'll hear from Illinois Deputy Governor Jesse Ruiz. He talks to Illinois Newsroom's education reporter Lee Gaines about all of the state's public universities moving to the Common Application for College. That's next on 217 Today.
Healthcare has never been more important as the coronavirus pandemic continues to touch every aspect of our lives. I'm Christine Herman, health reporter for Illinois Newsroom, working to make sense of what's going on with rich storytelling and helpful analysis for listeners across the state. Hear what I uncover next on AM 580 and FM 90.9, or look for my stories online at illinoisnewsroom.org.
This is 217 Today. I'm Brian Moline. Beginning this fall, all 12 of Illinois' public universities will begin using the Common App, a single online application used by hundreds of colleges and universities across the country. Three public universities in Illinois already use the Common App, in addition to 32 private institutions. Governor J.B. Pritzker's proposed budget for fiscal year 2022 includes $1 million to help universities cover the cost of using the Common App. Illinois Newsroom's Lee Gaines recently spoke with Deputy Governor for Education Jesse Ruiz about the switch to the Common App and why the Pritzker administration is pushing this change now.
It's happening now because Governor Pritzker has championed this in his last two budgets, providing support for our public universities to do this. There is some expense, but we think it's well worth it given the advantages it gives to all our students in Illinois. And so this is encouraging all of our public universities, and we'll become one of only two states in the nation to have all its public universities on the Common App, which just takes out so many expense barriers and logistical barriers, makes it simpler for students to afford themselves all the great options that exist in Illinois. And so we're happy that this is happening and finally getting everybody on the Common App.
So what's the benefit of the Common App to students and their families who might be footing the bill for the cost of their college applications?
Yeah, it removes some expense in the application process itself and takes a lot of time. As somebody who's got a college junior, I remember a few years back and all the various different applications, it's a big, and although my son did the bulk of the work, it's a big commitment of family time as well. And so it makes it easier for families to help explore all the options and make applications and submit applications in one place.
So what's the benefit to our public universities here? I know historically there's been a concern about out-migration, students from Illinois going to colleges and universities in other states. Is there a hope or a sense that switching to the Common App will encourage students to stay in Illinois as they pursue post-secondary education?
You are exactly right. We believe it will, that it makes it easier for them to choose an Illinois option. And there are hundreds of great Illinois options, both on the public and private sector side. And so we want to make sure that they're aware of them. They can easily avail themselves of those great opportunities and perhaps consider schools they may not have otherwise considered in Illinois, particularly our public universities. Our 12 public universities that have amazing programs and curriculums of study for the careers of the 21st century. And so that's what we want all Illinoisans to have the opportunity to access. And we think it will help students explore those opportunities that are world-class learning opportunities right here in their own home state that are affordable and accessible.
This might seem like a silly question, but why is it important to the governor and his administration that we invest in things like providing the Common App to all our public universities? Why does that matter? Why is it important that we keep students in this state?
Well, to support our state institutions and also to support our students in obtaining the skills that we believe are going to be necessary for 21st century careers and hopefully careers that will keep them here in Illinois, help investing in our Illinois economy. And so it's a win-win on all sides that they're keeping our Illinois institutions robust with robust enrollments and also hopefully growing the number of Illinoisans who achieve a higher education degree or certificate or training and making sure that more and more Illinoisans have access to it because we're in a knowledge economy. And we know that. And so we want to make sure all Illinoisans have opportunities to obtain a higher education. And this does make it easier.
That's Illinois Deputy Governor for Education Jesse Ruiz speaking with Illinois Newsroom's Lee Gaines about transitioning all 12 of the state's public universities to the Common Application. And finally, in your forecast, meteorologist Andrew Pritchard says we'll see partly cloudy skies and breezy conditions today with a high of 62 degrees. That's it for today. 217 Today is produced by Olivia Butts. Reporting today contributed by Hannah Meisel, Christine Hatfield, Christine Herman, and Lee Gaines. Music by the Kilbourn Alley Blues Band. Reginald Hardwick is our news director. I'm Brian Moline. 217 Today is a production of Illinois Public Media. Thanks for listening, stay safe, and we'll talk to you again tomorrow.